The History of Government. Chapter 1. Eternal and Foundation Principles. Individuality. Government exists in the very nature of the existence of intelligent creatures. For, the very term creature implies the creator, and as certain as any intelligent creature is, he owes to the creator all that he is. And, in recognition of this fact, he owes to the creator honor and devotion supreme. This, in turn, and in the nature of things, implies subjection and obedience on the part of the creature, and is the principle of government. Each intelligent creature owes to the Creator all that he is. Accordingly, the first principle of government is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is pronounced by the Lord to be the first of all the commandments. It is not the first of all the commandments because it was the first one that was ever given, but simply because it exists in the very nature and existence of every intelligent creature, and so inheres in the nature of things as soon as a single intelligent creature exists. It is, therefore, the first of all the commandments, simply because it is but the expression of the inherent obligation in the first relationship which can possibly exist between creature and creator. It is the first in the nature, the circumstances, and the existence of created intelligences. It is the first of all commandments in the supreme and most absolute sense. It inheres in the nature and relationship of the first intelligent creature, and stands as complete in the case of that one alone as though there were millions, and stands as complete in the case of each one in the succession of future millions as in the case of the first intelligent creature, as he stood absolutely alone in the universe. No expansion, no multiplication, of the number of the creatures beyond the original one, can ever in any sense limit the scope or meaning of that first of all commandments. It stands absolutely alone and eternally complete, as the first obligation of every intelligent creature that can ever be. And this eternal truth distinguishes individuality as an eternal principle. Equality. However, just as soon as a second intelligent creature is given existence, an additional relationship exists. There is now not only the primary and original relationship of each to the Creator, for both owe equally their existence to the Creator, but also an additional and secondary relationship of each to the other. This secondary relationship is one of absolute equality. And in the subjection and devotion of each to the Creator, in the first of all possible relationships, each of these honors the other. Therefore, in the nature of things, in the existence of two intelligent creatures, there inheres the second governmental principle, mutuality of all the subjects as equals. And this principle is expressed in the second of all the commandments. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is the second of all the commandments, for the like reason that the first is the first of all the commandments, it exists and inheres in the nature of things and of intelligences just as soon as a second intelligent creature exists. And also, like the first, this is complete and absolute the moment that two intelligent creatures exist, and it never can be expanded nor can it be modified by the existence of the universe full of other intelligent creatures. Each, himself alone, in his own individuality, is completely subject and devoted first of all to the Creator, because to him he owes all. And in this subjection and devotion to the Creator first of all, each honors every other intelligent creature as his equal, as equally with himself occupying his place in the design of the Creator, and responsible individually and only to the Creator for the fulfillment of that design. Therefore, out of respect to the Creator, to his neighbor, and to himself, he loves his neighbor as himself. And this second eternal truth, equally with the first, distinguishes individuality as an eternal principle. True self-government. This is original government. It is also ultimate government, because these are first principles complete and absolute, and because they eternally inhere in the nature and relationships of intelligent creatures. And this government, which is at once original and ultimate, is simply self-government in reason and in God. For it is only the plainest, simplest dictative reason that the intelligent creature should recognize that to the Creator he owes all, and that, therefore, subjection and honor are the reasonable dues from him to the Creator. It is likewise a simple dictative reason that, since his neighbor equally with himself owes all to the Creator, his neighbor must be respected and honored in all this as he himself would desire to be respected and honored in it. It is also the simple dictative reason that, since these have all been created, and in their existence owe all to the Creator, this existence with all its accompaniments and the exercise of abilities and powers should be ever held strictly in accordance with the will and design of the Creator, because it is still further the simple dictative reason that the Creator could never have designed that the existence, the faculties, or the powers of any creature should be exercised contrary to his will or outside of his design. Therefore, it is the simplest, plainest dictative reason that this original and ultimate government, which is self-government under God, with God, and in God. And this is truly the truest self-government. God has created all intelligences absolutely free. He made man, equally with other intelligences, to be moral. Freedom of choice is essential to morals. To have made an intelligence unable to choose would have been to make it incapable of free DOM. Therefore, he made man, equally with other intelligences, free to choose, and he ever respects that of which he is the author, the freedom of choice. And when, in the exercise of this freedom of choice, an intelligence chooses that his existence, with its consequent faculties and powers, shall be spent strictly subject to the will and within the design of the Creator, and so, indeed, with the Creator and in the Creator, this is in the truest sense strictly and truly self-government. This truth is illustrated for us on both sides. First, in heaven Lucifer, the most exalted creature, standing in such a height of perfection that he could unerringly pronounce upon perfection this perfect and most exalted creature chose to exercise his existence, with its faculties and powers, contrary to the will, and outside the design of God. The consequence was that he instantly became the prince of evil itself, the author of all the long train of evil and woe that is in this world and that the universe will ever know. Then to counteract this whole train of evil and to redeem this world from woe, the Son of God, by whom were all things created, became man, was made flesh, and, as man, walked this earth to reveal to man the true way. And when this most exalted one thus humbled himself and came to show the way, he came saying to God, his Father, I am your servant, give me understanding, that I may know your testimonies. I delight to do your will, O my God, yes, your law is within my heart. I can of my own self do nothing. The Father that dwells in me, he does the works. My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Not my will, but thine, be done. This he did all of his own free, eternal choice. And he not only showed the way, but he is eternally the way. I am the way. Thus, original and ultimate government is self-government, under God, with God, and in God. And upon this earth, only in Christianity, as Christianity is in Christ, is found this true self-government, this original and ultimate government.